This is Pedal Magazine with Guido Visser, many time cross country Olympic athlete and downhill or cross country mountain biking.
Canadian downhill champion 1990, 91, 92.
Wow.
Elite.
Congratulations. Downhill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
and did you do cross country as well?
Yeah, I raced cross country. I won a few podiums in Canada Cup.
Okay.
Cross country. And I made the Canadian cross country team. 1998 for the World Championships here in Mont Saint Anne. As well, I made it for a cross country team in 91 for Italy.
Okay.
So I was, actually, I was on both teams, cross country and downhill.
Visser's Italian.
No, Visser is Dutch.
Dutch, okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah. So, because actually I was alpine ski racing before, from 13 to 16 years old, and then my coach. He called the Cross Country Ski Federation of Quebec. He said, I have this athlete. He has no future in alpine skiing, but I think he has a potential for cross country skiing because he's so much superior to all the other athletes here in the exercise tests. So maybe because they always run around the parking lot, the alpine ski park. So I was doing many more laps than anyone else. So he sent me, he got me into a training camp. The next November, beginning of the season, at 17 years old, I start training camp with the Quebec team. I was like nervous and everything, training like crazy before because I didn't know what it's going to happen. And at the end of the 2 weeks, it was time trial format and cross country skiing, well, in those days especially. So I started 30 seconds ahead of the top Canadian cross country skier, my age, my birth year, 1970. So he caught me after 1 kilometer, and then I followed him till the end. So everyone was like, where does this guy come from? You know, 17 years old, and all of a sudden just show up. And
you had experience in cross country? Or
All I did was a few race loppets with my dad.
Okay.
And, I made one podium, but like I was like 12, 15 minutes behind the first guy. Okay. But it was a 30K. Like, So, I mean, you don't know really what's going on. And two or three weeks later, I did a NORAM in Lake Placid, and I finished fourth in my category. So my coach was pretty happy.
It's
my new coach, yeah. So anyways, and then 10 years later, I was on the Olympic team at Nagano in cross-country skiing. And that's where I made my name pretty much in Quebec.
And downhill, where did you start in
Quebec? So the downhill is since I was in Bromont, and I was going up the mountain a lot and just racing down. So it was at the beginning of my cross-country ski career, so I was kind of training, going up and down and up and down, but because of my alpine ski downhill background, and in those days, the mountain biking, you would do all the events, the cross-country, downhill, trials, and then they also had sometimes uphill. And even 1 year in Mont Saint Anne, that first year or second year, it was the uphill of Mont Saint Anne and followed by the downhill.
Wow.
So Pierre Harvey beat me by 2 minutes up the hill on a 30-minute uphill, but then I beat him by 4 minutes in the downhill. And my time was so fast that the guy was second, he was known to be fast in downhill, mountain bike racing, and I beat him by 1 minute. So I was 7 minutes, and he had 8 minutes. And he's like, for sure there's a mistake in his time. It cannot be. So he was kind of protesting there, and... So that's how it started downhill. So I kind of went more for the downhill. I was in 1990 was the first official world downhill championship cross country mountain bike, and I was racing just the downhill, and there was like 250 guys there trying to qualify. I don't remember how many spots it was, but anyways, I ended up being about 25th in the qualifier. And then in the race, I finished 14th. And that was after being really surprised by the crowd when we got on the last pitch. You know, you'd come over like a flat, and then when you got into pitch, the last pitch, there's like this big crowd and a roar, and I kind of, whoa! And I even felt like I didn't lose so much time. But in those days, there was also uphill.
Right.
And that's what I was really good at really short, you know, every time they did these little events, like a bit like last night we had right. this legends race,
right?
So these little races I was always winning them, most even at Anorba and those years there, John Tomac was there and everything, but he didn't do that race, but it was a really short little circuit race and I would win all those little races.
And how'd you do last night?
I finished third.
Oh, good.
After leading the whole race.
Right.
And then Barb Renschens, so 1996 Olympic mountain bike champion, and Miguel Martinez, 2000 mountain okay. bike Olympic champion, yep. passed me just at the last sprint here. I wasn't sure if they would dare, because like it was such a tight circuit.
Sure.
And then even I saw we were going to lap some guys who were in the way, so I just like kind of sat in the middle of what was left of the track, and I wasn't sure they would dare to go out of the track to pass me, because there was like a tape on the ground,
right.
But they did, so they just got around me. So anyways, it was something I had to try, and I did.
And just to tell all your fans, what are you doing now? You're an engineer, translator?
Well, yeah, now I do translation in engineering, okay. or especially automotive.
Okay.
There's a lot of demand for that, so. And it's quite interesting. I mean, like I've done other subjects, and I can't wait till it's finished. And for sure, that's a domain where I don't mind doing a lot of, and I like. It's interesting,
sure.
And especially with the cars are really changing a lot,
right.
So it gets more and more technical.
Right.
And I realized that when I was, out in Europe there, living with my wife, because she was racing for Red Bull.
Right.
And I kind of was, because she was looking at another team also before
right.
going to this training center of Red Bull. And they were like, oh, you're an engineer, you got your Dutch passport, because we have your job right away. Like one of the team members on the
right.
team was working for this big engineering, digging tunnels in Europe. And so I was like, oh, I can quit my job. I'll just go to Europe. I'll find a job. I know with my green card or passport, I hope you would find in Austria. It was a bit more complicated because it wasn't the same language.
Okay, good.
So that's where I was searching on the internet, and then I noticed that in engineering and translation, they like to have people who are specialized in the target language, especially for mechanical engineering,
sure.
Law, and health science, which
right.
is medicine or pharmacy,
right.
something like that. So then I was like, oh, okay, I'll go check it out a bit more. And then I saw these guys, a few guys, translators who had these websites, and they were explaining about how it works and everything. So I was like, oh, okay. So I read about, there was one guy especially who was in Thailand. He was translating, so from there. And, I'd see the pictures where he is like, oh, this is great. I can live anywhere in the world and just do this job. So. And then I talked to my wife about that at the time, and she's like, how are they going to pay you? Well, I got to try. I mean, why not? Just do it, and then if they pay, then I just keep on doing it. So the first week I was working, I made more money than my weekly paycheck as an engineer, my last
good.
One. So it was a good start. So that's how I got into translation.
Well, thanks very much for the interview.